You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morning. Ooh. What on earth is happening here? Ooh. Surprise. Hi, how are you this morning?
Hey, that's my new theme song.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wow, some crazy stuff's just happened on the computer in front of me, which I'm just going to ignore. And we're going to talk about Kai. What's going on in your food world, Lucinda? How's it going?
Oh, okay. Look, I'm not even going to start. Well, I'm already starting with the it's cold, etc. But I want to talk about noodles.
Mm-hmm.
They are my favorite comfort food. They are the most widely abundant and nothing's cheap these days, but you know, they can be pretty cheap.
Yeah,
totally.
And I just want them all the time. So I thought they'd be a good thing to talk about today.
So when we're talking noodles, are we talking 2-minute noodle mee goreng situation, or are we talking going out to a restaurant and eating some Kai kind of a vibe?
I'm into both.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have any standards yet. No.
We embrace
after we've discussed the whole girl dinner context, all gone out the window.
We're high low. I reckon the thing about noodles, and I was thinking about this on the bus, you've probably figured this out by now if you're a regular listener, but I live on the Dominion Road stretch, so I'm...
It's a good place to be.
Exactly. And so as my bus went up Dominion Road, I was like, God damn, there's still so many places I haven't tried.
You could probably eat out for every day of the year on Dominion Road and still be like, oh, there's a whole new place I hadn't even seen before. Yeah.
And extensive menus too.
Delish.
You know? Like I always, once you find something that really slaps, I just... keep going back constantly.
Are you good at testing around a menu? Because I'm pretty guilty of, like, you find the one thing that you thought was so bomb on some restaurant's menu and then you forget to ever order anything else because that one thing is so nice.
If it ain't broke.
I'm both. Sometimes I'm like, let's go, let's explore. And sometimes I'm going to Jean, I'm getting number 37.
Absolutely. You can't go wrong.
You know what I'm here for.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's kind of embarrassing. One time it was like a busy, I think it was a public holiday, and I sort of poked my head in and the lady just yelled at me, "No more number 37! Enough!
You will try something new, Lucy, and you will enjoy it. I respect that from her.
I know, I know.
What are your go-to noodle spots then? Where are you sort of like, is there a different mood that takes you to a different noodle house?
100%. So, okay, my number one, my top fave at the moment is definitely Udon Works on Dominion Road. It's little, it's further down, so it's Balmoral, but it's like heading further towards Roskill End. If you go on a weekend night and you get there at like 5:30, there will be a line.
Wow.
Waiting for it to open. Always.
Waiting for it to open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's popular. If you go on I'm trying to remember if they're closed Monday, Tuesday, or both. But let's say you go on a Wednesday night. you'll probably get a table really easily.
Love it.
Okay. So recommend that. Also, if you go for lunch, it'll be empty and you'll just feel like...
The king.
Yeah.
The king of lunches.
Oh, I did that the week before I started a full-time job. And I was like, why am I starting a job?
I want to eat giant, glorious lunches every day.
Exactly.
I do not dream of labor. I dream of noodles.
Yes.
Exactly. Put that on a bumper sticker.
That's what socialists want. They just want noodles all the time.
But their noodles... So if you're a ramen fan, I recommend mixing it up and trying some udon.
Okay.
I'm sure everyone knows, but they're like, they're thicker, they're chewier. The ones at Udon Works are like homemade, so they're really, really bouncy and delicious.
Yum.
And they've got lots. They also have amazing sashimi there, and they do a whole bunch of different tempura udon combos. My personal favorite is the tonkotsu special, which is always on the chef's special menu. Seems to be a regular special. Which
permanently
is like,
special.
Exactly. It is really special though, and it's got that sort of tonkotsu, like really rich, porky sort of umami broth.
Yum.
But the best bit is when you get it, they bring it out to your table and it's got these thick slices of pork in it, and then the waitress comes out with a blowtorch.
A bit of novelty.
For like $20.
Oh, I love that. I love a slight bit of theatre in a meal.
Exactly.
The line is fine between being super embarrassed by like the cocktail you've purchased, which is wearing a hat or something, you know, and being like, oh, special food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was intense when there were four of us ordering the same thing.
It's quite a sweaty meal suddenly.
It's like a bit of a sauna. Yeah. But it's it's incredible, and it kind of melts the pork fat, and you sort of want to eat the porky bits, and the little, there's little bits of like crackling in there. You want to eat it right after it's torched.
Delish.
Post-torched.
Good time to say if you've got a favorite noodle spot, 5395, we'd love to hear about it. Share the knowledge with the BFM listeners.
And we're not exclusive to Dominion Road.
Your neck of the woods.
Which one is better? Which of the two Mount Albert barbecue noodle houses, which are right next to each other?
Controversial topic.
Getting political.
Getting
very political up in here this morning, Stella.
I don't know if I've tried both.
I definitely have, but the problem is I can't remember.
I can't remember either. I brought it up and I don't know.
They were both really yum. So
we'll have to do like a
side by side.
Side by side, yeah, like a starter. Well, just dumpling, okay. noodle. Yeah.
That feels like a bit of a good sleepy Sunday activity, you know? What are we going to do today? We're going to test out menu items from the two Mount Albert barbecue noodle houses. Very strong. Where else are you getting noodles from? If you're not feeling like udon works, where are you heading to at the moment?
I love... Do you know what? I'm actually going to try and give you something that's not on Dominion Road.
Okay, hit us.
Why not? And I was thinking about this the other day because I was we noticed that they are playing Alien at the Hollywood soon, and I love Alien. So I was thinking, great, we'll go to that. Where will we go for dinner? Always the next step for me.
Important.
And I love, there's this little spot, and it's kind of like, it's not in the Avondale main strip. It's called, it's really generic. It's called like Malaysian Rice and Noodle House, which actually, now that I've said it out loud, I think that's actually what
it's called.
That
is the name.
I think that's it.
Okay, cool. Malaysian Rice and Noodle House in Avondale.
So it's on Wolverton Ave. It's in a bit of a like slightly industrial looking spot, but it's painted blue. You'll see it. When you go in, every time I've been in, it smells slightly like gas, and it's always feels like a gamble. Will we blow up tonight? Hasn't blown up yet.
Nice.
But they have a really small menu, and I always get, Malaysian listeners, I'm sorry if I butcher this, but I think it's called Wat Tan Hor. And it's like a flat, it's kind of your alternative to a char kway tau. It's like a flat noodle and it comes with this kind of egg gravy.
Ooh, yum.
I know. Anything that says egg and gravy, great. And
sign me up.
Combined, delicious. So it's kind of almost like a really beautiful, silky, soft, like savory scrambled egg situation.
Yummy. That sounds great.
It's really smoky. They're cooking everything on the wok. I'm just repeating myself with the crispy bits of pork, but it has these little like crispy sort of lardons in it.
I see what your fave noodle additions are at
give
this
me
point.
Crispy pork. Yeah. And they're so good. They used to be cash only. I'm not sure if they still are because it's been a little while, but
the novel coronavirus might have knocked that one out slightly.
Yeah, good to just keep maybe in mind.
Have
though.
A bit of cash in your pocket, who knows? You can then spend it later on another little treat.
Exactly.
Once you've got some cash out, it's free money. That's how it works.
Free money, yeah.
Exactly. That's just play money. It's Monopoly.
Somebody's texted and saying, just tuned in, where was the place with the blowtorch? That is Udon Works on Dom Road. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do spend a lot of time on Dom Road. What is your other faves down there? You've got to shout out your hood.
Okay, well, I've already done my number 37 at Jean. If you haven't tried that, it's an absolute must.
It's a rite of passage as an Aucklander.
Exactly.
That eats meat, I should add.
I love as well another really popular joint, worth sort of just like floating around and like looking if there's no tables because it moves pretty quick, is Hot and Spicy Pot, which is next to the Hulu Cat on Dominion Road. And hot tip, you can grab a Hulu Cat and then go in and have it with your dinner.
Love that.
No one frowns on it.
Symbiosis.
Exactly. And that's one of those spots where you get a big bowl and you sort of pick everything you want out of the fridges, and then you take it to the front, they weigh it, and you pick your sauce or your broth.
Oh, cool. Okay, nice.
Good system.
Which is helpful for me to explain because there is no signage. You just kind of have to like
figure it out.
Yeah, you just copy what everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
They have really good, all their sauces and broths are really good. If you are, and this is, look, I'm going to say it, it's a bit embarrassing to admit, I am not a super spice head. They do one that is a, like a dry noodle with kind of a, I can't remember what they call it. They call it like a sour sauce, but it's very sour. It's very like savory and umami and delicious. And you can get like fish balls and like all different types of meat. You can pick your noodles. So if you're gluten-free, you've got, you know, you've got your rice noodles.
Your rice situation going on.
Or you can have no noodles and just have like a bunch of seafood and greens, which I suspect is probably the most cost effective.
Tasty way to get a cheap yum dinner out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the name of this place?
So this is Hot and Spicy Pot next to Hulu Cat on Dominion Road.
Excellent. Udon Works, Hot and Spicy Pot, Jean, number 37, if you eat meat. It's very good. And then both the Mount Albert barbecue houses, barbecue noodle Should houses are good.
Try them out.
We've had a lot of texts coming through for Bungaraya in New Lynn as being strong Malaysian Kai. Somebody said, Rita will tell you which dishes work with which. If you've never been there before, she'll tell you exactly what you're ordering.
I love that.
Don't actually have a choice. She's like, have you eaten here before? And if you say no, she's like, well, that's what you're getting.
She knows.
It's great. You don't want to have to make the decision.
I'm into that.
It is awesome.
She knows best.
She totally does. It's her house and the food is delish.
It's like when you have the option of getting sort of the chef's pick at a restaurant and you're like, oh, everything sounds good, just bring me food.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. That is my favorite way to order. Someone else do it for me.
And everything's a surprise.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing us some noodles this morning. Keep your noodle texts coming in on 5395. And if anyone goes and gets the blowtorched Kaya Udon Works, love to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
See you soon.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.